McColgan here, again on Wednesday the 7th of March. Jacqueline Boo, I was just listening to there on the thought experiment. You should listen to that if you get the chance, obviously. And it's quite an interesting Boo on how she's carrying out an experiment for 12 weeks, and it's to do with the perspective of how your life would be made up if it was all just done through your thoughts. The funny thing about that, Jacqueline, was, or is, that I remember a while ago, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4 years ago, I remember watching a documentary by this professor on television, and that's what this was all about. He was basically not proclaiming, but suggesting that our lives as they are, if you think about it, could, in theory, all be made up in our minds. And, I mean, it related to many, many things throughout the, I think it was about an hour-long documentary on this. It gets you thinking. And basically what he was saying is everything we do in our life is really only our thoughts projected, and even the physicality of our lives, the walking, the moving, the touching ourselves, the touching other things, eating, associating, socialising, the lot, was all, or could all be, manipulated and projected from within, from the brain, in other words. So as I'm walking along the road just now talking to you, Jacqueline, well, I am talking to you, Jacqueline, but to others, that is all just a projection from my mind. I'm not physically in a real world walking along. It looks as if I am. I know this sounds silly, but it's not silly at all. I don't believe it, personally. So before we go any further, I'll clarify that. I don't believe it, although I do believe in the spiritual world. I don't believe in that. But his theory was that it was all projected. So even if you are married and you've been married for 40 years, as I have, well, 41 now, and you have I have a wife and I have 4 kids, and it could all be a projection of our mind, and our mind is not here. Our mind is everything. It's a world we've projected. Everything that happens, the car that's just passed me in front of me, didn't really pass in front of me. My mind projected that. Even the weather, as Jacqueline points out, is a projection, or could be a projection. I have to keep remembering to say could be, might be. But it was a fantastic program. And I remember at the time when it was finished, and I wasn't convinced. But when I thought about it at the time, I remember saying, you know, the theory behind it is great. And why not? So the world we have in our life just now, all the good things, all the trauma, everything that happens to us, what's happening today is a projection of your mind. And where we are is somewhere else. Everything we see is not really there. Yeah, hard to take in, but I won't linger on it. It was just a fantastic program, and I really, really wish now that Jacqueline's brought the subject up that I could remember the title. I may Google when I go back. I'm sure someone's got archives of that particular program, because it wasn't that terribly long ago. And if I can dig it up, I'll put a link up on. And it really was brilliant, brilliant stuff. I love all that kind of stuff. And Jacqueline B just reminded me of what that document was all about. So it's something to think on. I don't know that many, many people will actually agree with it, or even consider it or contemplate the fact, but just like science and everything else, it's something to at least absorb and then make your own views up over it. But always remembering that the views you have on it wouldn't be your real views. It'll all be just a projection of your mind's views. So you'll be arguing with yourself, and this world, wherever this world is, if there is a world. But there has to be something. If it's being projected, there, we have to be somewhere, or our mind, or our super efficient brain structure in a ethereal sense. Wasn't that a good word? My God, where did that come from? I must have read it somewhere. Is actually there and doing it all. And when you think, just think on this little part. When you think about the universe and that, we think we are pretty unique here. Most of us do. And yet, a star shining in the sky can be 100,000 million light years from here. And that nobody yet can actually explain the fourth dimension. In other words, what is at the end of the universe? If you travel far and far and fast enough, supposing you could go a 1,000 times the speed of light, nobody can tell you what is beyond. There isn't anything beyond. Nobody can contemplate a beyondness, an end to the universe. It is never ending. How can we contemplate that? So, if we can't contemplate that, can't get our heads round about it, then the theory is we could just not be getting our heads round about that particular subject. So, great stuff, Jacqueline. Thoroughly enjoyed that little bit and look forward to your thoughtful views and your series for the next 12 weeks. Be watching out for the little intonations and colorations. I'll probably shoot right past me, by the way. But yeah, great stuff. Excellent day. Bye for now.